Today's daf is Zvachim daf Lamed Beis. We are holding on daf Lamed Aleph and Beis. So we're about to begin the third parak of Maseches Zvachim. So the Mishnah is going to discuss who is kosher to do shechita. Meaning, is it the same as the other avodos, where it's only a kohen, it's tar, v'kulei, or is it different than the other avodos? The Mishnah is also going to discuss what happens if someone who's not kosher to do a particular avodah does that avodah. Does that mean that it's all lost, or can we redo it this time with a kosher person? Or what happens if the avodah is done improperly with the left hand or something like that? Is it possible that we redo it, or do we assume that it's automatically possible? Then the Gemara is going to discuss when the Mishnah says that a zar does shechita, that even a non-kohen can do shechita, is that even a din lechatchila, or is that only b'diavad? And what about a tamei person doing shechita? Is that a din that's kasher b'diavad or kasher lechatchila? Then the Gemara in Amud Beis is going to discuss the notion of bia b'miktzas, whether shma bia or lo shma bia, meaning a tamei person is not allowed to be nichnas into the azara. What's called being nichnas? What if he only sticks his hands in? Is that considered that he's entered? Then in that context of that discussion, we're going to discuss whether tevul yom can enter harabayis in order to be mitar himself from tumas mitzara. Normally, a zav or a tevul yom of a zav is not even allowed to enter harabayis. But what if he has tzara'as as well, and in order to be able to bring Karm Pesach, he needs to be mitar himself from Tumas Mitzora? So are we willing to overlook the fact that he also happens to have a less severe Tumah called Tevul Yom in order to enable him to be mitar himself from Tumas Mitzora? And that's going to lead to a broader discussion of when we are being matir a more severe tuma anyway, can we then be matir a less severe tuma along with it, even if there's no particular direct heter for the less severe tuma? Do we assume that it goes along with the more severe tuma? So let's begin the third parak, the Mishnah, on the bottom of Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Any possible person, meaning a person is not allowed to do the avoda, but if they do shechita, the shechita is going to be kosher. Shechita kshera bezarim ubenashim ubavadim ubetmeim. A shechita can be done even by a non kohen, even by women, even by avadim, avadim kananim, even and even by tamei people. Va'afilu b'katshe katshim, and this is true even by katshe katshim. These possible people are allowed to do shechita. But the one thing you have to be careful about is that tamei people, that shecht the karban, cannot touch the meat of the karban, because then they will make it tamei and they will therefore passel it. So you see very clearly that if the tamei person touches the basara karban, he's going to be mitamei the basara karban. The Rambam points out in Tumas Ochel, Perek Beis Halach Vav, that is obviously only after the shechita. When he touches the animal before the shechita, a live animal is not mekabel tumah. There's no such thing as a live animal becoming tamei. The Torah talks about a behema tameya, but it doesn't mean tumah in that sense. It means a non-kosher species. But as far as halachas of actual tumah are concerned, a live animal cannot become tamei. But Tosav here raises the following question: Dibra maschil b'tamei. How could it be that the basar becomes tamei? In general, for ochlin to become tamei, you need Hechsher the Kabbal Tumah. Hechsher the Kabbal Tumah happens when it comes in contact with one of the Zayin Mashkim. So Dam is one of the Zayin Mashkim to be Machsher the Kabbal Tumah. So normally you would assume that the Dam Ashchita would be Machsher the Basar the Kabbal Tumah, but Dam Kachim is not Machsher. It's a Sugim Psach and Dav Chav. So this is Dam Kachim. What made the Basar Huchsher the Kabbal Tumah? So Tulsa says, based on the Gemara in Psachim, that there's such a notion called Chibas HaKodesh, being Machshir L'Kabal Tumah, that even without coming in contact with one of the Zayin Mashkim, the idea apparently of the Zayin Mashkim is that it elevates the Chashivus of the Meichel, it elevates the Chashivus of the food. Kodesh on its own is already Chashiv enough that it's ready for Tumah, that it's Huchshar L'Kabal Tumah. It's a discussion in the Rishonim, how exactly Hechshar L'Kabal Tumah works. Is there a Svara for Hechshar L'Kabal Tumah? Is it that it elevates the chashivos of the food because now it's more ready to be eaten, because normally you would wash a food before eating it. So now that you've washed it, okay, so now it's real food, now it's ready to be eaten. Prior to that, it's not real food. If that's the case, you understand very well the notion of Chibas HaKodesh. Or maybe no, maybe the idea is, I think Sefer Chinuch writes, not that it elevates the Chashivas of the food, but it's like like when you have a wet lahavdil, when it comes to the world of Gashmi, when you have a wet fruit, let's say, and then you roll it around in sand or in dirt, it sticks. The dirt sticks. So it's so too the moisture, allows the tuma to stick, but not a result of the chashivus. So that seems to be machlokas rishonim, many nafkaminas. But anyway, that's the idea over here, that the tamei person is going to have the capacity to be metame the meat of the karban, and therefore he has to be careful not to touch the meat of the karban. Now a couple of interesting issues over here. We said that shchita is kosher benashim. So the Mishnah already said in the first puzzle that we immediately said is kasher du shchita is zarin. Now when it comes to a zar, there's no chilik between a man and a woman. So why does the Mishnah have to then add that not only is shchita kasher b'zarim, it's also kasher b'nashim? Doesn't seem to be any additional chiddush. So Tosus at the very beginning of Maseches Chulin writes that there is a chiddush of nashim, because there's a chilik between ish and isha when it comes to the avodas hamizbeach from Kabbalah and on, the Kabbalah, the halacha, the zrika, that kohanim can do Kabbalah Lach and Zrika, but Kohanos, female Kohanim, cannot do Kabbalah Lach and Zrika. That's the Gemara in Kiddushin. Darshan is based on Psukim. So one could have said that by Shechita we have a similar chilik, that men who are Zarim are Ksherim, but not women. So that's why the Mishnah has to Dafka be Mechadesh, that women are Kasher to do Shechita as well. However, in the Sefer Taras HaKodesh, he points out that from Tosus and Chagiga to Zayin and Beis, we see a Chiddush in a different way in the Mishnah, that the Gemara over there says that women are excluded from the din of Smicha, because it says, Daberel b'nei Yisrael. So we darshin, v'lo b'nos Yisrael. And then it says, v'samich yad al Rosh HaOlah. So Tosus says, by Shechita it also says, that it also speaks about Shechita. So the Gemara should have used that same drasha to be Ma'id Nashim from Shechita. So Tosfos over there says, no, we can't passel Nashim from Shechita because there's an extra Riboy to be Machshir them in Shechita. So Taras HaKodesh explains that the Riboy is from the fact that the Psul of female Kohanos is derived from Kabbalah Saddam. So it sounds that Shechita is Kasha. They're allowed to do Shechita, like the Gemara Darshan is over here, that you don't need Kuhuna for Shechita. So you see, even though by the Psul of Zar, there's no difference between Isha and Isha, there's a chiddush that women are kosher and are not excluded legabe smicha. So there is an additional chiddush of women as opposed to zarim, because yes, shchitas ksher bezarim, but we know that women are specifically excluded from smicha. So one might have thought that they're specifically excluded from shchita as well, and that's the chiddush. Now Tosfos in Dibra Maskul Shah Shchita brings a raya from a Gemara in tomorrow's daf that explains that the Mishnah uses a lashon of bidyaved. We'll see at the end of today's daf already, because tamayim are only kosher bidyaved. Meaning the Mishnah says kol apsum sheshachtu, if they did it, shchitas and kshera, which makes it sound like they're not supposed to do it. Lechadchila, they're not supposed to do it. So the Gemara is going to say, now that din that lechadchila they're not supposed to do it is only about tamayim, but nashim, even lechadchila are allowed to do it. But so the Tosfos raises the question, very fundamental. There's a sefer called Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, and in the sefer Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, he says that that women should not do shchita because daitan kala. So what do you do with that? It's the Gemara is going to say beferish that even lechadchila women are allowed to do shchita, and then the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael says no daitan kala. So it could be that the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael says so is only chumra bialma, but it doesn't really mean it may ikar adin. Others suggest differently for the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. The Shaul Lameshiv writes in Madura Revi'ah, Chele Gimel, Simen Mem Aleph, based on what the Beis Yosef says in Yardea Simen Aleph, in the name of Rav Amram Gon, that whenever a person is qualified to be a Shochet, it's critical that they be a learned person. That's what some suggest, that Soloveitchik suggested, that the reason women were never, the Rama writes in Simen Aleph in Yardea, that women should not be a Shochet, is that that was like a Geder for women getting smicha, because it used to be that the most learned person in town, other than the rabbi, was the shochet. So when the rabbi was out of town, they would ask all the shaylas to the shochet. So anyway, so he quotes from Rav Amram Gon that they need to be a very learned person. They need to know kama prakam b'talmud, and without that, they can't be a shochet. So you understand, maybe the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael is saying that that's why women mipresha dait and kala is really an explanation that they don't learn Torah, that a woman's not supposed to be learning Torah Sheval Peh. So if that's the case, she's not able to do the Shechita. But he suggests maybe there's a chiluk between Bizman Shavis Mikdash HaYakayim and Bizman Hazeh. That Bizman Shavis Mikdash HaYakayim, women were included in the Chiyuvim of Karbanos. So the halacha is very clear that women are absolutely obligated to learn all the halachas that are nogea to them. So it could be that women were learned enough in the laws of Karbanos that they could do Shechita. But nowadays, they don't have to be learned in the laws of Karbanos because it's not nogea to them. So Mela, they're not going to be knowledgeable enough to be able to do a Shechita. That's the suggestion of the Shaul HaMeshiv as to why it is that the Halacha Eretz Yisrael goes against what it seems to say Beferish in the Gemara as far as whether women can do Shechita L'Chadchila. Now the Mishnah also mentioned that Avadim are allowed to do Shechita. The Tur in Yerdeh Simin Aleph says that Avadim Mishuchrarim are allowed to do Shechita L'Chadchila. If you have an Eved that is freed, he could do Shechita. So the Beis Yosef on the spot says, well, of course, an Eved Meshuchra, you know what we call that? That's a Jew, right? An Eved Meshuchra is absolutely a full-fledged Jew. Why wouldn't he be able to do Shechita? The Bach raises the question from the Torah. It sounds like only Avadim Meshuchrarim that are allowed to do Shechita, but an Eved Sheinu Meshuchrar cannot do Shechita. Our Mishnah doesn't sound that way at all. It sounds like even someone who's still an Eved is allowed to do Shechita, just like Nashim are allowed to do Shechita L'Chadchila. So the Taz suggests that an Eved Meshuchrar Misvara doesn't have the full status of Yisrael, and he brings a raya from the Medrash. So it could be that there's a chiddush in the Torah that from the Medrash we see that any time it says Avadim Stam in the Mishnah, it actually means Avadim Meshuchrarim, which is a very great chiddush. So that's the notion of Avadim Meshuchrarim. Now we also mentioned Tmeim in the Mishnah. Rashi writes, we must be talking about someone who is Tameh with Tumas Sheret, that he can't be Metame Kelim. Otherwise, how is he able to do the Shechita? The Klisharis is going to be Metame the knife. Or Rashi says, no, maybe he's even Tame B'tumas Meis, and he's Shochet not with a Kli, but B'krom Mishal Kana, with a very sharp-edged reed, which has a din of Pshute Kliyet, and is not Mekabel Tumah. But he certainly cannot do Shechita with a knife, and his Shechita is going to be Kasher, because someone who's Metame the knife, which is a Kli, the knife will then be Metame the Basar, and it will be Pasal HaKrava, so you can't allow him to do Shechita with a knife. The Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayos says that we're talking about where he's nichnas b'shogig or b'mezid and he violates the Yisra of Knisa l'mikdash b'tuma. But nevertheless, his shechita is going to be cautious. That's when it comes to Tmeim. Anyway, Vaitu in the Mishnah now. So these are all the people that are allowed to do shechita. The only thing is, the Tamei person, it's only b'diyeved, and the Tamei person has to be very careful not to touch the basar. Lefichach hin poslin b'machshava. Because all of these people are allowed to do shechita, they also have the ability to passel the whole karban with a machsheves pigul, machsheves chutz l'zmano, or machsheves chutz l'mekomo, because it actually counts as an avodah sakarban when they do this avodah. V'kulan shekiblu as hadam chutz l'zmano, if any of these psulim do a kabbalas hadam with a machshava of chutz l'zmano, v'chutz l'mekomo, or with machshava of chutz l'mekomo, even though this is a machsheves pigul or a machsheves pasul, but they're not allowed to be doing the avodah of Kabbalah. They're only allowed to be doing Shechita. Therefore, it's not going to pasul the karbon when they have this machshava that's a pasul machshava, because a pasul machshava only has an effect if it's done by a person who's allowed to be doing what he's doing. Im yesh dama nefesh yachzar kosher v'kabel. And therefore, if there's still some dama nefesh left in the animal, let a kohen who is kosher go and be mekabel that dama nefesh and be zorikin on the mizbech, redo the avoda, and that's going to be perfectly fine, and that's going to work. The Gemara in Daf Lamed Dalet is going to bring that Reish Lakish raises the question whether a pasul is osa shirayim or a pasul is ein osa shirayim. So it's an important topic to understand even the Mishnah. The pasul, what pasul osa shirayim means is what if a pasul is zorek the dam on the mizbeach? Does that cause that all the blood that remains in the animal's body, in the tzavar habehema, in the neck of the animal, is the shirayim of that dam and is therefore no longer kosher for zrika? Or do we say, no, it's eino osa shirayim, the dam and the behema is still going to be kosher lizrika. Just because a pasul did zrika on some of the dam, the rest of the dam that's in the behema is still kosher for zrika. So Rabbi Yochanan responds on Daf Lamed Dalet that ein pasul osa shirayim. The rest of the dam in the behema is not going to be shirayim. So Rashi and Tosos write that the suffix is only if the pasul is zorek bedam, because if he's zorek the dam, that's the gemar of the avodas hadam. But if he's only mekabel the dam, then everyone agrees that ain osa shirayim. Then there's no doubt, there's no suffix, and that's why our mishnah works. Because what did our mishnah say? That the non kosher person did a kabbalah. So now let a kosher person just with a machshavas psul. Let a kosher person do kabbalah of more dam. What do you mean? I thought osa shirayim. There's a possibility that it's also shirayim. It's all going to be possible. No, it's only on the zrika that we say it's also shirayim, because the zrika is the final avoda. But in earlier stages, we do not say also shirayim. And the Gemara in Me'ila Daf Hem Beis tells us that even if a pasul is ain't also shirayim, a tame is also shirayim, because the avoda of a tame is more chashuv because it's kosher for a carbon seabor. And that's what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Pesulim Mikdash in Parak Aleph Halach Chav Ches, where the Rambam writes, Ketzad, Kibel Hatamei, Afal Pisha Kibel Achrav HaKosher, Dama Nefesh V'Zorko Nifsal HaZevach, that even if a Tamei person only does Kabbalah Sadam, it's Osa Shirayim. So the Ravid challenges the Rambam. He says, no, a Tamei is Osa Shirayim, but Shirayim is only made at the Shas Zrika, not at the Shas Kabbalah. So how could the Rambam say Kibel Adam? Maybe that's Dafka Adin by a Tameh. So anyway, so the Mishnah goes on further now. Kibel HaKosher V'nasan L'Apostle. Let's say a kosher person does the Kabbalah Sadam, and then he gives that dam to a apostle person. So don't worry, the carbon has not become apostle yet. All you got to do is Yachzir LaKosher. Just give the dam right back to a kosher person, and let the kosher person continue in the Avodah Sadam of that carbon. Kibel biyamino, if a kosher, a kohen, is mekabel the dam with his right hand like he's supposed to, v'nasan l'smola, but then he puts it in his left hand, so the dam does not become pasul, yachzir liyamino, just put it back in your right hand. Kibel b'kli kodesh, he's mekabel it with a kli kodesh like he's supposed to, v'nasan l'kli chol, and then he puts it in a kli chol, which he is not supposed to do, yachzir l'kli kodesh, just put it back in a kli kodesh. Nishbach min ha-kli ala ritzba v'asafo, kosher. If the dam spills out of the kli onto the floor, so just pick it up from the floor, and it's going to be kosher. Now, nesan al gabe akevesh. Let's say you zorik the dam, but in the wrong place. You put it on the ramp of the mizbeach, where it's not the kosher place for zrika. Or shalok keneged hayisod. You zorik the dam on the mizbeach, but not on the part of the mizbeach that is above the area that has the yisod, not the entire mizbeach. Had a yisod, the yisod of the mizbeach only went around a little bit more than half of the mizbeach. Or nasan nasan yitan lamata lamal. And you take dam of a karban where the dam should have been thrown lemata michuta sikra on the bottom half of the mizbech, and you threw it lemala michuta sikra on the top half of the mizbech. Esanitan lemala lemala lemato, or vice versa. Esanitan bifnim bachutz. You take dam of a karban that should have been put on the mizbech apnimi, and instead you zorek on the mizbech achitzon. Esanitan bachutz bifnim, or vice versa. Im yesh dam nefesh yachzar kasher. In all of these cases, if there's still some dama nefesh left in the neck of the animal, go back, do it again, do a kabbalah sadam, meaning the carbon is not necessarily possible. You could do a kabbalah sadam again, and then the carbon is going to be kosher. Now Rashi points out over here that if you assume like the man diyamar pasul osa shirayim, the Mishnah is mechadesh that zrikas dam on a mizbeach in the wrong spot or in the wrong mizbeach is not osa shirayim. Meaning we had, that's why I mentioned that discussion before, the idea of pasul osa shirayim, that when you do something with psul, it makes that all the blood that's left in the animal's neck pasul as well. Yeah, so Rashi says, but that's only if you do a proper zrika, then it's osa shirayim. But if you're doing a zrika in the wrong place, then it's lav kimakomodam, it's not considered to be osa shirayim. That's Rashi's ha'ara over here. Okay, now says the Gemara, it seems that we have a stira between our Mishnah and the Brisa. Because our Mishnah said shachatu, that all the psulim sheshachatu shchitasim ksheira. Sounds like the Yevidin lechatchila lo, that but the Yevid, if they do shchita, it's okay. But a zar, for example, a non kohen, cannot do shchita lechatchila. Or a minu, but we have a brisa when it talks about the idea that psulim are allowed to do shchita. So it says in the Torah by karbanola v'shachat. So he said, shchita bazar ksheira, that a shchita can be done even by someone who's not a kohen, because it doesn't say v'shachat a kohen. What the pasuk actually says is v'shachat es ben abakar l'fnei Hashem. It doesn't say who's doing the shchita. So it sounds like it's not necessarily a kohen. Shchita ksheira bazarim ubenashim ubeavadim ubetmeim v'afilu b'katshe katshim. And even when it comes to katshe katshim, oenu ela b'kohanim. How do we know the pasuk is necessarily talking about all these people? Maybe it's only kohanim ksheirim that are allowed to do the shechita. So Marta, can you say that v'shachat means dafka kohen v'chimeayin basa? Where would you learn the din of kohuna by shechita? It doesn't mention kohen by shechita. So why would you say that? So meklal shenemar, because the pasuk says va'ato uvanecha itcha tishmru es kohunaschem l'chol dvar ha-mizbeach. Pasuk says that the avodas hamizbeach have to be done by kohanim. So yachalav shchita, you would assume that shchita is an example of an avodas hamizbeach that must be done by kohanim. Tamalomar, that's why the pasuk has to say from a different drasha, v'shachatas ben abakar lefnei Hashem v'hikrivu. It says v'shachatas ben abakar lefnei Hashem. The next words in the pasuk, the Gemara doesn't quote, are very critical. V'hikrivu b'nei Aaron hakohanim es hadam. Now, the Hikrivu is talking about the Kabbalah Saddam, and that's where it says, B'nai Aaron. Ah, mi Kabbalah ve'elach mitzvahs kohuna. The pasuk makes it clear that where did B'nai Aaron come in? At the Shas Kabbalah Saddam. Limit ala shchita shekshere b'kaladam. So you see that shchita, prior to the Kabbalah, the shchita, which is the only avodah prior to the Kabbalah, could be done by anybody. So you see in the Braisa, we do not require kohuna for shchita at all. Sounds like even a din l'chadchila, you can let a zar do the shchita. So that's the stira. Our Mishnah says that kol apsul she'shachatu shchita son ksheira, that if they shech, the shchita is okay. Sounds like b'dievet. But the Braisa seems pretty explicit that even l'chadchila we allow hustle people to do the shechita. So it says, well, you know what? Who adin dafil lechadchila nami? Our Mishnah would agree that even lechadchila, a hustle person, people who are hustle to do the avoda, are allowed to do shechita. Umishum de kabayil mishnah tmeim de lechadchila lo gzeira shemi yigu babasar tana sheshachtu. But since among the list of those people who are hustle avoda that are allowed to do shechita is a tame person, and a tame person certainly cannot do shechita lechadchila because there's reason to make a gzeira. Don't let him do the shechita. He might touch the basar, and the Mishnah was explicit that if he touches the basar, he's going to ruin everything. So since we mentioned the tamei on the list, we mentioned that we use a lashon of b'dievet. But erechinami, all the other three people on the list, an isha and a zar, are certainly allowed to do. And that are certainly allowed to do shechita even lechadchila. The Cheshek Shlomo Menachos and Daf Yotes writes that by karbonos hayachid lechadchila, there's a mitzvah that the bailim should do the shechita, which sounds like lechadchila. Really, ideally, a zar should do the shechita if he's the bailim of the karbon, because shechita is hukash l'smicha, and the bailim does the smicha. But he says when it comes to the shechita of the karbon tamid, the Meiri writes in the Seches Yuma lechadchila. It has to be done by a kohen, even though every other karban is kasher bizarre, even lechadchila. By karban tamid, we favor a kohen in the other direction, and that's why they would do a pious every day for the shechita of the karban tamid as well. Now that pious only included kohanim. So even though, yes, we're saying that who could do a shechita lechadchila, a kohen, a zar, it doesn't matter as long as it's not tameh. But there are a couple of karbanos where we'll favor one over the other. When it comes to the karban tamid, we'll favor a kohen slightly, and when it comes to a karban yachid, we'll favor the bailin. Okay, says Gemara, V'tamei tiyevet shapir dami. Wait, does our Mishnah really mean to tell me that a tamei person who does the shechita b'diyevet it works? Ure minhu, but I'll ask you a stira. Torah says v'samach, and then the Torah says v'shachat in consecutive psukim. Right, one pasuk says v'samach yadol rosh olav v'nitzel l'chaper olav, and then the next pasuk v'shachat has been a bakar. So we darshan the juxtaposition of the two. Ma smicha b'taharim av shechita b'taharim. Just like smicha can only be done by tahar people, shechita can only be done by tahar people. So tameh apparently is not allowed to shecht midar raisa. Even b'diavad l'chor it should be possible. So says Gemara, no, midrabanan. It's only gzera midrabanan lest he touch the meat. But on the pasuk's only nasmachta. It's not a real drasha that we make of v'shachat v'samach. So maishna smicha. Well, it says Gemara, well, why should it be any different than smicha? Smicha, it's pashut can only be done by tahar person d'chsiv l'fnei Hashem, because the pasuk says l'fnei Hashem it has to be done in the azara, and the tamei person obviously can't go into the azara. So shechita nam yaksiv l'fnei Hashem, but shechita also says l'fnei Hashem. So shouldn't we say that we should learn from that it's not kosher b'tmeim because it can't be l'fnei Hashem? Why do I need to learn from a hekesh to smicha? So says Mar efshe da'avid sakar aruch v'shachit. You could do a shechita even though the animal's in the azara, with the shochet not being in the azara by using a very long knife that reaches out into the azara. Well, says Gemara, smicha nami efshe d'mayil yadei v'samach. By smicha also, you can stand outside of the azara, stick your hands in the azara, and do smicha that way. Ah, kasavar bia b'mitzas shma bia. That's not called that you're staying out of the azara. When you have a knife that's outside the azara, that's reaching into the azara, but no part of your body is reaching into the azara, so fine. So then you're not in the azara. But when you put your hands in the azara, that's bia b'mitzas, and even partial, encroachment on the azara is called that you've entered the azara while tamei, and therefore you cannot put your hand in the azara to do the smicha. So that's the difference between shechita and smicha. In general, the notion of bia b'mitzas we'll discuss in a little more detail. On Amud Beis is a major discussion. When do we apply Bia B'mitzvah Shema Bia? When do we not? There were those that were Mesupak, where the Kedushas Harabayis begins. When you go to the Kotel, does Kedushas Harabayis begin on the outer surface of the wall, or the inner surface of the wall, or maybe right in the middle of the thickness of the wall? So there are some that are makbid not to stick their fingers in the wall, because if we all have Tumas Ziva, because an Amar says Tumas Zav, certainly we all have Tumas Balkari, so we're not allowed to, unless you went to the mikveh, so we're not allowed to, if you hold the outer surface of the walls where Kedush Sarabayis begins, which is a very hard sell when you think about the exact makom that's designated Sarabayis, but let's assume that way for a moment. So some are makbid not to stick their fingers in because it's bia b'mikzas, it's partial entering of the Harabayis. Rav Chista Masni Ibcha, Rav Chista taught the drasha the opposite way. V'samach v'shachit, mashchita b'tahorin, af smicha b'tahorin. That just like shchita has to be done dafka by a Torah person, so he says, so too smicha has to be done dafka by a Torah person. Maisha shchita, why does he think that shchita has to be done dafka by a Torah person? T'chsiv l'fnei Hashem, because it says l'fnei Hashem. Well, smicha nami k'siv l'fnei Hashem. By smicha it also says l'fnei Hashem. So we learn from there that it's kosher dafka by a Torah. So why do I need a hekesh to shchita on its own? The words in the pasuk should teach me that it's kosher b'tarim. That it's possible b'tmeim. I shouldn't need any comparison to shchita. So says Gemara, efshad ma'el yadei v'samach. A tamei person can stand outside the azara and still do the smicha. So that's why I need to be told the comparison to shechita. Says Gemara, shechita nami efshe David sakan aruch v'shachit. Well, a tamei person could stand outside the azara and do the shechita also with a very long knife. So hamani shimon atimnihi. No, this price assumes like shimon atimni. Why? What does shimon atimni say? D'tanya, we have a price of v'shachat as ben habakar lefnei Hashem. Pasuk says v'shachat as ben habakar lefnei Hashem v'lo hashochet lefnei Hashem. You know what's lefnei Hashem? The ben habakar, the animal, but not the shochet. The shochet doesn't need to be in the azara. So from the lashon of the pasuk, we see that the shochet, it's unnecessary for the shochet to be in the azara. But Shimon HaTimni Omer, Minayin Shu Yadav Shel Shochet Lefnim Min HaNishchat. How do I know that the hands of the Shochet need to be inside of where the animal is? Meaning that the Shochet's got to be in the Azara also. Tamal Omer, V'shachat Es Ben HaBakar Lefnei Hashem, shochet his ben abakar yehei lefnei Hashem. He darshens the pasuk not ben abakar lefnei Hashem, but v'shachar is ben abakar lefnei Hashem. You got to look at what the trup is and see which way it. You know, this is l'chore machlokas. What the lefnei Hashem is going on? Is it going on only the ben abakar, or is it going on the whole phrase? V'shachar is ben abakar. That v'shachar is ben abakar. So anyway, so the shachat that it says in the pasuk, that's the one that's lefnei Hashem, not the ma'isa shchita, but the person who is doing the shchita has to be lefnei Hashem. L'chore, according to Shimon Hatimni, the din that shchita has to be done only by tahorim is a din da'oraisa, because we learn from the pasuk, right? He's darshing from the pasuk, and a tamei person is not allowed to enter into the azara, and the pasuk says that it's got to be done in the azara. So l'chore, he's arguing on what the mishnah and what our mishnah says, that a tamei person that shechs b'di'eved the shechita is kasher, because if there's a din da'oraisa that he's not allowed to do it, there's no way that it would be kasher b'di'eved. There's no such thing as a l'chadchila and a b'di'eved on a da'oraisa level. That's what the Ritva writes in Masechta Sukkah, and the Ravid writes that there's no such thing as a b'di'eved l'chadchila b'di'eved on a da'oraisa level. So that's a l'chora would come out. However, the Karen Ora says that it could be that even according to Shimon HaTimni, even though mid'oraisa the shochet has to stand in the azara, if a tamei goes into the azara and shechts, meaning in violation of the laws of his tumah, the shechita will be kasher b'di'eved. Meaning, yeah, the pasuk is teaching me that he's got to be in the azara, and therefore b'di'eved, if he's outside of the azara according to Shimon HaTimni, it's not going to work. But what if he is in the azara, but his entering into the azara is a violation? He wasn't supposed to be. That might work b'di'eved. That might, says the Karen Ora, that could work b'di'eved. And he says it could be that Rav Chista is coming to explain the Mishnah why a tamei shouldn't shech l'chadchila, because according to this understanding of the Braisa, you don't need the reason that he might touch the basar and that's why he can't shech l'chadchila. No, the reason l'chadchila is because l'chadchila he's got to be in the azara, and a tamei is not allowed to enter the azara. So that would be a good explanation of why our Mishnah assumes that a tamei person cannot shech. You don't need this gezeira that he might touch the meat of the animal. Nothing to do with the meat of the animal. Okay, now we're going to discuss this notion of bia b'miksas. Amar ula, amar eish lakish. Tamei sheichnes yadu lefnim, loka. A tamei person sticks his hands in the azara, gets malchus. Shenemar b'chol kodesh lo siga. Makish bia linegia. Pasuk says b'chol kodesh lo siga, and then it goes on to say v'le mikdash lo tavo. So we assume that lo tavo and lo tiga are connected to each other, that we juxtapose those two. Ma negia b'miksas shma negia. Just like partial touching of your body to kachim, you don't have to have your whole body touching the kachim, and that's still called negia, and it's metame the kodesh. Negia always, you know, just mean you touch it with your finger or something, that's always negia. Af bia b'miksas shma bia. So we can make a similar drasha that partial entering is called entering. Bia b'miksas is shma bia. Now there is a discussion in the Achronim, there's a chakira in the Achronim, this idea that bia b'miksas is shma bia. Do we assume that bia b'miksas is considered bias kulo? That's what it means, that it's shma bia, that when you partially go in, it's like you went in entirely. Or no, maybe it's not bias kulo, it's bias miksaso, but the chiddush is that even bias miksaso, which is not bias kulo, that's also a violation of entering. Tosos and Maseches Yevamos, Rav Elchanan points out that l'chor it's 2 days in Tosos and Yevamos. Tosos and Yevamos and Dav Zayin and Beis raises the question that according to Ula, that a Metzora is allowed to stick his hands in the Azara for his Tara process, for the Matan Bahonos, even though Bia B'mitzah Shema Bia, why can't he just enter entirely? Meaning, by definition, the Tara process of the Metzora is going to require that his hands go into the Azara in order to have the placing of the dam on the bow and yado, bow and raglo. Parts of his body will need to be in the azara. Well, once parts of his body are in the azara, why not stick his whole body in the azara? That's part of the process anyway. So Tosa suggests two answers. Number one, he says, bia b'miksas shma bia is learned from a hekish, and it's not as severe as bias kulo, which is beferish in the pasuk. Meaning, yes, there's an isser of bias kulo, yes, there's an isser of bia b'miksas, but bias kulo is a beferish pasuk, and bia b'miksas is derived from a hekish. And we often think that all dinim d'oraisa are the same. They're not. dinim daraisa that are mefurish b'kra are more severe dinim daraisa than those that are derived from the midos shatar and dreshpen. So yes, pia b'miksas is allowed, but pia skula, which is a more severe din, is not going to be allowed. And then Tos suggests a second answer, that since a mitzvah has the ability to be mekayim his mitzvah, al yedei bia b'mitzas, if he goes bias kulo, he's going to be chayiv, like a regular person who goes into, a regular tamei person who goes into the azara, right? What if you're in the azara, you discover your tamei? You got to get out of there. Oh, what if you spatzir around a little bit, you take a little walk before you, no, you can't do that. You take the shortest route and you get out of there. So this, if he puts his whole body in, when he only needs to put part of his body in, so then he's in violation. Like, it's like a tamei person taking a walk before leaving the Azara. So Rav Chaim points out in Kavitz Aris and Simen Yates Sivkan Aleph that in the first Teretz of Tosos Yolz Bia B'Mikzas is considered Mamish K'Bias Kulo. So that's why he had to say that there's a chilik between Bias Kulo Mamish and Bias Mikzaso, where it's not where it's only Nechshav K'Bias Kulo, but the dinim aren't going to be exactly the same. But the second Teretz of Tosos holds that you're chayiv on every part of your body bifnei atzmo, on its own, and therefore you chayiv just like a derech tzara that your baba arucha. So that's these two days and tussles may relate to that chakira. Okay, so anyway, so says the Gemara further now. Again, what did we just say? That according to Ula, a tame that even sticks his hands into the azara is going to get malchus, because we have this hekesh between Bia and Negia, just like partial touching is called Negia, partial entering is called entering. So Esir of Hoshea Lu'ula, so Rav Hoshea asks Anula from a Braisa that talks about a Mitzora whose eighth day of his Tara process, the day that he brings his Karbanos, he has to bring part of his body, put part of his body in the Azara in order to get the Dama Asham and the Log Hashemen on his earlobe and on his right toe and his right thumb. So Mitzora Shechal Shmini Shalom, let's say his eighth day of his Tara process turns out Lios Be'erev HaPesach. Right then, Erev HaPesach. V'ra'a keri bovayom, and his luck, he became a balkeri that day. So now he's got two things. He's got tumas mitzora, and he's a balkeri. V'taval, he went to the mikvah, so he's a tvul yom from his balkeri. So as a mitzora, he's allowed to enter the azara, he's allowed to put his toe and his thumb and whatever into the azara to be mitar himself. But what about the fact that he's a tvul yom? Do we allow those parts of his body to enter the Azara midin tvul yom shebo? So Amar Chama, af pishen tvul yom acher nichnas, even though normally tvul yom is not allowed to enter the Azara, ze nichnas. This guy is allowed to go into the Harabais. You see, a tvul yom not only is not allowed to enter the Azara, he's not even allowed to enter Harabais. We allow this guy to enter Harabais. Why? Mutav yavo asei sheyesh bokares, v'yidcha asei shein bokares. Failure to bring a Korban Pesach is not say sheyesh bokares. So if he's unable to go through a Tara process, he will not be able to bring Korban Pesach. It will be a violation of Aseh Sheish Bokares. But if he goes into the Harabayis when he has Tumas Tevil Yom, it's a violation of an Aseh, but an Aseh Sheish Bokares. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. He says, no, Dvar Torah on a Doraisa level, a Tevil Yom, Afilu Aseh Einbo. It's not even a violation of an Aseh for him to go into Harabayis. Shnamer Vayamud Yoshafat Bekal Yudub Yushlaim Beves Hashem Lifnei HaChotzer HaChadosha. The Harabayis is referred to over there. There's Hachatzer HaChadasha in Divrei Yavin. Umay Chatzer HaChadasha. Why is Harabayis called a Chatzer HaChadasha? Am Rabbi Yochanan Shechitshu Badvarim. Because they were Mechadish new halachos. Va'amru, and one of the new halachos that they're Mechadish Midrabanan is that Tful Yom Al Yikanes L'machna Leviyah. That a Tful Yom is not allowed to enter Harabayis. So you see very clearly it's only an Isser Midrabanan. So that's why we're going to allow him to go through his Tara process in order to be able to bring the Korban Pesach. Yeah, he's not allowed to go into Machna Leviyah, but that's only Midrabanan. We're going to allow it in order to enable him to bring his Korban Pesach. V'yam Rabiyah Miksa Shmabiyah, Heichem Ali Yadi B'Bahonos, Idi V'Idi, Yaseh Sheish Bokarisu. But says the Gemara, this whole Cheshbon assumes that the whole violation of the Tevil Yom is that he's going into Harabayis. But isn't he also going into the Azara when he sticks his thumbs in the Azara? So, and that's an Issur Kares. That's not Stam an Aseh She'in Bo Kares. That's an Issur Kares when he sticks his thumbs into the Azara. If you hold Bia B'Mikzas, the Shema Bia. Amalei Mitunach. Shani Mitzorah, Hol V'Hutu L'Suraitov, Hutu L'Kiriyov. He said, well, you just gave your own answer. He's definitely allowed to stick his thumbs in, even though he's a Mitzorah. So if we allow the more severe Tumas Mitzorah to do a Bia B'Mikzas in the Azara, then we're also going to allow the less severe Tumas Tevul Yom to have Bia B'Mikzas B'Azara. Amr of Yosef, Kasavar Ula, Ruban, Zavim, Venasa, Timemesim, Hol Vahuchul Tumasan, Huchul Zivasan. He says, ooh, so then it would turn out that whenever you have a more severe Tumah that we're allowing, it automatically will be Matir, the less severe Tumah. Normally, if most of the people have Tumah Ziva, we do not say Tumah Huchul Betzibor and just, it's okay, bring the Karm Pesach. Most of the people are Tumah Mace, more severe Tumah, we do. What if they're both? Rova, the people are both Tumei Mesim and Tumas Zavim. Says, oh, it would turn out, if we're allowing it for Tumas Mesim, then we should allow it for Tumas Zavim as well. We should say Tumas Hutra B'Tzibur for Zavim as well. It's the same Svara. If we allow the Bia B'Mitzas for Mitzora, then automatically we allow it for Tvul Yom as well, because the Tvul Yom is a lesser Tumah, even though Tvul Yom is Nisakaris to go into the Azara. So the same Svara should tell you that if you have people who are the Rova of the Tzibur is both Tumei Mesim and Zavim, that they should be allowed to bring the Karban Pesach to Mahutra B'Tzibur. So we'll see tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, how the Gemara rejects that and what cheshbon we actually can make from this halacha.